Hi. How many times does this happen to you, that someone in your family gets upset with you and you don't know the reason why and you want to correct it, but the other person is reluctant to discuss? Then suddenly they have made a judgment about you and it's over. The other person may be your mother, father, wife or children. Let me ask you, are you really prepared for all the events that are about to unfold in your life? No. You are assuming certain things before the events unfold. And that's where you listen to what's happening during the event. The fact is, relationship takes a lot of work. Yes, they can be amazing and they are also challenging at times. All the things you are trying to suppress or hide inside you will eventually show up in your relationship. Do you have insecurity? Your partner won't feel secure. Do you have fears? It will show up in your communication. Are you a poor communicator? You will be posed with questions you will avoid. Do you have bad habits? It will be difficult to go too far. Relationships are like mirrors. The more you try to hide, it shows up. When you see those perfect-looking couples, you know, why would you want to show your private life to someone trying to hide your scars? Relationship coaching is a training program, not a therapy. Let me introduce myself. I am Santosh Acharya, a proud family man on a mission to help 100,000 married men thrive in their relationships and purpose, being resilient and compassionate. Self-care is at the core of my methods. If you can't care for yourself, how do you care for others? The man in the family has many roles: a son, a husband, and a father. Every role is unique and demands extraordinary efforts. Every marriage goes through rough spots occasionally. Small issues resolve on their own, but sometimes these glitches might take a long time, maybe days to weeks to months. And we make a judgment about it, and every time it stems out, what felt as an irritation with one another turns to much more like an anger. We lie to ourselves that it will get better or that we'll try harder, but that doesn't seem to be working when our best efforts go unrecognized and unappreciated. The most favorite quote is, "This shall too pass," often used to comfort ones going through the problem. You may be arguing more frequently, or there may be deafening silence between two of you. One or both of you may have even found comfort and connection outside of your marriage, only leading to create confusion and turmoil. The disconnection widens and the resentments between you mount until one or both of you conclude to dissolve the marriage altogether. It's difficult, nerve-wracking and devastating to go through a divorce. Do you feel like you are stuck and there is a need to innovate your relationship within your family? Have you experienced being ridiculed in front of your children? Have you experienced the pain of doing what your mothers say when your wife negates the decision? Have you experienced heartbreak because of your spouse's rejection, betrayal, lack of interest? Do you feel as if you have drifted from your family and you have not much of a role to play? Have you found yourself trying to keep busy as a distraction or working more from the loneliness you feel? Do you often wonder if there is anything worth saving in your marriage or if change is even possible? Think about this. The mind that created the problem cannot find a solution to the problem. You need a better perspective to resolve your problem. You are not alone. That's exactly why we have a community of like-minded married men who can thrive in relationship and purpose through learning and sharing. Our relationship with ourselves is the foundation for all our other relationships, and we learn most about ourselves in relationship with others. Men grow up wanting to feel appreciated. All this is why love relationships stir up so much. And let me tell you, your closest relationships have the biggest impact on your success, both professionally and personally. So if you want to improve your relationship game, be a family-oriented man. you can leverage by being part of my community,